Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Tomorrow is the last day of May and therefore the last day of New Zealand Music Month for another year. Once again, the month has seen a number of local releases. One of my favourites this month comes from Night Choir, a side project involving various members of Pluto. Mike Hall and Matthias Jordan from Night Choir join us now. It'll make you strong like a tiger. What does it kill you? So, guys, firstly, Night Choir. We've got to say Night Choir. Two of you are members of Pluto. There are
three.
Three of you are members of Pluto. Who's the other one?
Mike Franklin Brown, drummer.
Oh, of course, right. He's the drummer. Okay. So, basically, is this just a way of saying to Tim and Milan, hey, we don't need you anymore?
We really hate those guys. So, it's just to get right up their nose.
But it must be really, I mean, like on a practical level, it must be really annoying at, like, you know, at Pluto band practices where suddenly there's three of you off in the corner going, psh, psh, Night Choir, psh, psh, psh.
You know, that'd make it more exciting. And I did get asked in another interview about whether or not it's sort of, apparently the picture it paints is that there was some sort of bar brawl. And that would have been exciting. The three of us probably would have ended up probably on the wrong end of the ledger, though, because those guys are quite tough. Mm. But Pluto, which actually is kind of a segue into the fact that Pluto is like a gang, you know, and whereas this is like a side project, we're not really officially, I don't think Night Choir is a gang like Pluto's a gang. And right. So Pluto, and this never started like, hey, why don't the three of us start a new band? Mm. Well, I planned to do some songs and roped in these dudes, and it just kind of ended up being a band. At one point, probably wasn't even really going to be a band. It was going to be some songs that we recorded and put out,
like a Black Seeds to Grinderman.
What?
Oh yeah. So
I got halfway through my analogy and realised I didn't remember the name.
Nick Cave. Grinderman is to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Yes, there we go. Thank
right.
you.
Yeah, Black Seeds.
That's good.
Nick Cave and the Black Seeds. Yeah. Kind of similar to that. Whereas these were songs that had just been sitting around, and when I was encouraged to pursue the project by these guys, it was obvious, like, I mean, we've played together so long, it was a natural thing to do. And then as we played more, we wrote more as well, and then other people contributed their material, and so that's when it became more than just songs that I'd originally penned and became a bigger side project. But even then I don't think until maybe halfway through the recording did we think this is actually going to be a legitimate band where we'll play live shows.
But you are a legitimate band. In fact, you played your first live show with the album release party this week on Thursday. Went very well, by all accounts.
We played three other shows and things, and I think we wanted to get a few under our belt before we did a release, and even played the first one just to make sure that we could, you know, pull it off as a...
We could play our instruments, or we could play the part. We'd actually play this music that we recorded that wasn't like a band.
Coming back to spending so much time in Pluto, almost 10 years... that first show, you get very used to a certain setup. You get used to having a certain person beside
the skinny
you.
Skinny guy at the front,
so it was quite nerve-wracking in a sense. But
the most important question, did Tim and Milan come along to watch any of your gigs?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
And they're really
cool.
It's cool. It's amicable. Yeah, it's supportive, especially because we all play in other groups as well. We've all played in, I played with Milan with Steve Abel Band, and Tim actually in the last gig, Tim filled in for Jeff Maddock, so it was me, Tim and Milan playing with Steve Abel at the museum.
Yeah.
And we've done other recording sessions, like with Jeff for his stuff, and me and Mike have played on things together, and it's an ongoing kind of thing in Auckland, I think, where you're trying to find all sorts of people to play with, because there isn't actually, you can't really survive on one project.
If you want to stay busy.
I'm not talking about money either. I'm just talking about survival as a, like, constantly playing and challenging yourself and moving into new things. And I think that there comes a time where you just go, look, man, I just want to play as much as I can with as many people as I can.
What's the fundamental difference between Night Choir and Pluto then? I mean, this is a project where you're the primary songwriter, Mike, or and versus, because who's the primary songwriter? It's Tim and Pluto.
It started that way in Pluto, but Pluto became much more of a band where we wrote a lot of songs together.
Right.
We have some songs that are brought in by Tim and Milan, or jams that start with other members or whatever. But a lot of what we're writing for our fourth record now is all written together in the room.
So I guess what I'm asking is, what need does Night Choir fulfill in you that, that isn't being filled by Pluto, if you want to look at it that way?
I don't know if I can. I don't know if that's
you singing. I mean, is that?
Yeah, I don't think there's a need to be fulfilled, except for the fact that there were some songs that didn't fit the Pluto kind of mold. And so it was more about. I was encouraged by Steve Abel really early on when I played him some demos. He was like, "You should just record these, you know, do something with them." And that was a new. It was an old way of looking at music, but it was new because we'd never done that in Pluto. We've always gone, "What's our next project? What are we recording for?" You know, and this was like a chance to go, "Here's these songs. They don't fit." That so just, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't be put down and recorded. And the main difference between the two bands, I mean, stylistically there are differences. You know, the songs weren't written as a band in a room. There wasn't a hell of a lot of pre-production except for the odd minor demo, and I'm singing, which is awful.
This is the annoying thing to me, because not only are you a good-looking guy who's got a legal qualification and does very, very well, out of voice work on the side, you now turns out you can sing really well.
Thanks, bro.
Disappointing.
Yeah, I'll take the...
What is your kryptonite, Michael?
I do the odd voice. I don't know about the other things. I've been really fortunate, actually, to have bumped into the right people along the way to give me a chance to do all these different things. And, you know, I just... Yeah, the law thing. That's right, those were the days.
We were at law school together, Michael, right. Just declaring all my conflicts here.
If only I remembered everything.
And we own that vineyard together down in Otago as well, the Pinot Noir.
Sam
Neill,
it
was
a big
Mike Spino. This is not a rock and roll song. If I chose to write a rock and roll song, I wouldn't be singing to you and only you.
So as a new band, the question you're always going to get asked to about your name, what's your night choir? What does the name tell you?
Well, the night choir, Matt came up with some names that we just sort of liked that referenced the...
We had a whole list, and for whatever reason that one stuck. I mean, the album's quite big on... harmonies, I guess, but it's not such a direct reference to being some kind of choral extravaganza like the Ten Tenors or anything like that. Although that is where we'd like to eventually wind up.
There are a couple of songs in the demos that did have loads of male backing vocals to make up for the fact that they were done on GarageBand and try and make them sound cool. I liked that part of it when Matt suggested the name. The other thing is when 24 Hours a Night kind of became a song and then became 24 Hours of Night became the record title, it was... This record's been done basically in the spare hours we have outside of Pluto, outside of our families and our other bits and pieces. A lot of time in the studio at night, 4 or 5 hour blocks or 2 hours here, really tight.
It's nice because the act of naming often has, it can set the scope for things, and it's quite nice that it's something that choir, you can get a lot of people involved, you can get a lot of stuff happening, there's a real collaborative feeling.
A bit of confusion though sometimes. We played a gig up at Lee Sawmill and the security guy turned up and said, "I didn't know if I was working tonight because I didn't think it was a band. I thought it was a choir and there'd be no trouble."
Well, And is there trouble at night choir kind of gig? Is it? I mean, apart from obviously women throwing underwear on the stage, you know, at you two good looking men, any trouble beyond that?
What about Thursday night with you and you and well, yeah. You there? I mean,
Look, fantastic! You're gonna play a song for us now. What are we gonna hear today?
I thought we'd play 24 Hours a Night, although it's not quite the title track because it's 24 Hours of Night. For the I thought it's the one that works well as a duo, and it's sort of a bit of a love song, I think.
Look, thank you very much for coming in.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.
Awesome. Okay. Thanks for having us. "24 hours a night. Seems I'm waiting out by a colour TV to keep me amused while I'm tired of being confused. Are you gone for good? Are you gone for good? Wonder where you were playing. All the candles are gone, burnt down by now, and the smell is making me cringe.
you wanted me gone. I gotta know before long, 'cause the longer I wait, the sicker I get, and I'm tired of singing love songs. Ooh, Elizabeth. Ooh, Elizabeth. Are you gone for good? Are you gone for good?
That's fantastic. That's the song 24 Hours A Night off the album 24 Hours of Night by Night Choir. And that's all we've got time for on the show today. If there's something you'd like to hear again, pop along to our podcast, publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Damien Christie.
I've been Simon Pound. Thanks, New Zealand On Air.